This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ready and Jeff are reading reviews for you today.
That theme song was so threatening.
That was like the song from Insidious.
That song is chasing me somehow.
That song is chasting me somehow. I don't want to have sex after that. That came in from Nico. Shout out Nico. He wanted to plug his Spotify and Apple Music, which is Nico_Rush, and his Instagram at rush.icon. He has an album called Wait coming out on August 8th.
Oh, Nico! Is it just this song 12 times?
We'd have to wait for an email response to get an answer to that.
That's
obviously
fair. Nico, you know, y'all, I love all these theme song submissions. And if that one gives me night terrors, then it gives me night terrors. I'm open to any experience, and I'm humbled and I'm honored.
Are you? You're smiling, which is very humble. But enough about Nico, right? Because he had his time. And now we have two guests that I couldn't be more excited about. We're talking to Max and Yvonne from Sound Deals.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
HeadGum's newest podcast, Acquisition, right? You guys have been doing it for years.
Absolute Acquisition is right. There was a vast merger in the podcast space. And
There was a bidding war.
There was a huge bidding war, a Dutch auction. And
HeadGum lost.
Yes, HeadGum unfortunately lost.
It was a bidding war to see who would get stuck with
you. You might have read the Deadline article. Perplexed executives fight to not have Sound Deals on their roster.
This is Succession Season 3.
It was because we're English, it was due to a time difference thing. Jake and Amir were asleep. They woke up. They discovered that Sound Deals was irrevocably welded contractually.
Inbox flooded.
They are understandably and rightly furious about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But there really is nothing that can be done. We are indeed part of... Yeah, we have brought Sound Deals to HeadGum by hook or by crook. And we're delighted to be here. Delighted to be part of the extended family. It's a wonderful place to be.
Of course.
100%. Now, you're fitting in already. I heard your guys' If I Were You episode, and it was very funny. I was laughing out loud for the entire...
Oh, thank you for tuning into that.
You guys' American accents are... I don't know which one of you did it, or if both of you did it, but it was pretty good.
Oh,
pretty
thanks, bro. I think it was... I think maybe both of us gave it a shot.
I think we tried.
Yeah, we both gave it a go, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just trying to keep it...
No! My God. That's not fair! You can't do that! You already have the better accent! That's so fucked up, you guys!
That's so fucked up, you chavs.
Chavs as well. Absolute shout out to 2006
bruv.
There. Yeah, oh, bruv. No, bruv. We still do bruv. Lovely stuff. Yeah. It's a joy to...
I haven't heard chav for a while, actually.
What an absolute pub of a time.
Was that having an absolute Have pub you guys of a been- time?
How far do you guys live from Grosvenor Square?
Genuinely, we can basically see Grosvenor Square from our window. Well, wow. We work in an almost comically Dickensian part of London, which is mainly appropriated by like private bankers and hedge fund financiers and people who are so rich that they open up small like art galleries via which to embassies. Launder their money. And embassies. We're in embassy town.
Sure.
But we are.
Sure.
We're kind of converting it into into double act comedy town. Very
flying the double act flag.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you guys do look like you're in some kind of elementary school classroom
with a whiteboard, almost like a calendar behind
you. Absolutely. Yeah, we do. We do indeed. That's Ivan's hand drawn calendar. That's that.
Oh yeah.
Every time we think of a joke, it goes on the grid.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's quite empty.
It's quite an empty grid. A little visual gag for the podcast listeners there. I think I've mastered this medium.
Of course. Well, that's some of our favorite. We do a lot of physical comedy as well on the show, which translates really, really well.
Yeah.
But enough about our show. Let's talk about Sound Deals for a minute, because Sound Deals, I was listening to it this morning while I made my coffee, and it is so fun. It is so silly. You guys, congratulations on being the world's first podcast shopping network.
Happily. Thank you. Thank you for listening to it. The system works.
Can you guys talk a little bit more about your show?
We're going to be guests on every one of our listeners' podcasts.
Oh, if that's what it
the
takes.
System, right?
If you think we're above that, we will do it. We will put
so
in
much
the
time.
Hours.
I mean, luckily, everyone does have a podcast.
Yes,
so...
luckily at this point in the world. True. Sound Deals for the as yet uninitiated, for those whose podcasts we are yet to guest on. It is the world's first podcast shopping network. From the undisclosed location of the Sound Deals warehouse, Ivan and I enthusiastically sell an enormous number of products which have never been before sold because they are a load of made-up bullshit that doesn't exist.
That's right. Our producer, I guess he smokes a lot of weed and then comes up with a list of
we don't know
random
his process,
things.
But I respect his process.
But we get a product name thrown at us.
Beautiful.
And then we have to sell it. I guess we have to explain it there and then and sell it to you guys.
And not only do we, but we've got a bunch of lovely guests. So each episode has a different flavor with a different guest. It's real silly and give it a listen.
It's so much fun. And a bunch of made up bullshit that doesn't exist is also my favorite way to describe improv and our show as well.
Absolutely.
So that works out perfectly.
Yeah. If you guys like Review, you will unequivocally like Sound Deals is the thing.
Yes, 100%.
It's almost too close for comfort, Max.
I'm so sorry.
It's almost a little too close.
The format of our show or the description of a load of made-up bullshit that doesn't exist?
Both.
Either.
Both.
Fair play.
Yeah, absolutely fair play. Speaking of, anything goes at these places. Our topic for today.
Oh my God, what a segue.
Gorgeous
Jeffrey.
Segue.
Weatherspoons.
Oh!
Absolutely, Weatherspoons. We do have, I think, a sizable enough audience in the UK that I hope that this episode topic is a lot of fun for them.
For those of you who don't know what Weatherspoons is, it is a chain of pubs in the UK. God, would you guys like to describe it? I've been to a couple.
Absolutely.
And they are pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, all of the UK-based HeadGum listeners will be on board already. So we wanted to bring a British flavor to the show so that we could review and explore something innately British. And I think Weatherspoons is one of the most quintessential British experiences in the world. For those in the US, it is a mass chain of pubs run by an incredibly unstable man with a ruddy complexion and
ruddy.
Sort of dead, confused eyes, who's sees his primary occupation now not as a publican, but as the publisher of an increasingly unhinged newspaper, which he distributes amongst his pubs, advocating the joys of leaving the European Union, which he strongly advocates for.
It's
alt-right Dave and Buster's without any games.
He's got some real leanings.
You might find a Spoons or a Weatherspoon, or to give it its full title, J.D. Weatherspoon.
Oh, hello, right. Mr. Wikipedia. That yeah. is, yeah, very true.
J.D. Weatherspoon.
Which nobody really knows it as. You might find them in a train station.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just on your high street. They will have taken over potentially what used to be a nice-looking pub, and they will have they will have assimilated it into a spoon.
Although no two spoons look alike. They're all,
that is very
they
true.
They all have a different vibe. They all, that's part of the thing. And you go there as a student because the booze is crazy cheap. And that's,
it is ridiculously sure. cheap.
That's the dream. It's part of the great Britain. You know, one of the things which Britain excels at is competitive binge drinking. And, you know, America just, it, you guys just don't do it quite the same. I'll say it.
It also does a great range of bland microwaved food.
Yes. If you enjoy the sweet ping of the microwave and the temporary heat of the microwave, then you will love the food that is slodged out onto plates indifferently by the harried, put upon, poverty wage paid staff of Weatherspoons.
What's wild yeah. is that so many of the reviews I've found are people being like, the food here is amazing, like five stars, these are the best pies you're ever gonna have. Like, so on this show, Jeff loves when I bring this up because I never do it and it's super fun and he never gets annoyed by it and never wants to close out the Zoom. But I did go to Lambda for a semester. And so it's like, I don't want anyone...
She studied abroad for a semester and she based a lot of her personality on it.
I don't want anyone to treat me differently because of
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's going
like,
to.
I don't want
Darling,
anyone...
Darling, you don't go to Lambda, you train at Lambda, so...
Thank you. I trained at Lambda for a semester. And again, I don't want... Thank you so much. No, but no, I don't want to make this about me.
I could tell you had vocal training, darling. I could tell from
no,
the
my
moment.
God,
from the moment
stop
you
it.
Opened, you know, there was a resonance there.
Jeff, aren't they it, so sweet?
They call it. They call it the Lambda twang, darling. I could hear it from the moment. It's in the way you in your R's.
Oh my God. Well, there was a Spoons that we went to that was near Hammersmith, and so that was the main one we would go to after class. And I remember going for the first time, like after our first day, everyone was like, "Let's go to Spoons down the street," and of course, we're all like, "What's that?" And we and they're like, "Oh, it's a great like." You know, a lot of uni students go to this pub and we show up and yes, no two spoons look alike, but there is something unifying about them in the handful that I've been to is that
there's a vibe.
The lights are just a little bit too high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is a little too brightly lit
yeah.
for what you want it to be. And
sure.
I remember,
I have to look up a photo.
I remember Absolutely. Going in and just being like, thinking that they're closing or they're shutting down, being like, "Oh, are they done for the night?" And they're like, "No, they're just getting started."
This is the ambiance. This is the ambiance they cultivate there. And you're right.
It was shocking.
For me, you never go to a Spoons as your final destination. You're always going somewhere, and you're like, "Oh, and then we'll go to the Spoons on the way and have a drink." You're never
you'll pregame at the Spoons because it's so cheap, but it's so bright
bizarre.
That you don't want any. It's like it just feels so. What I love about, like, you know, a lot of dive bars in America are like kind of, you know, the low light, you get in a booth, you're with your friends, it feels like a private, intimate thing. Spoons. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Is the complete
it's a community
opposite.
Table.
It is a community table somehow, and you're sitting like 20 feet away from someone.
This is an IKEA showroom which is selling cheap alcohol.
Yes.
Yes.
It feels like the brainchild from what you were describing, Max, as of someone who saw Citizen Kane and Piers Morgan tonight back to back.
Yeah, and thought, let's combine the two. I mean, look, yeah. It's, in many ways, it's genius. It's a real shame that the guy behind it, Tim Martin, is so unhinged because the egalitarian, you know, we all know what the American dream is. The English dream is unlimited cheap booze on every high street. Really, if you cut down to the core of the English psyche, that's kind of what we aspire to.
British dream.
And that is, you know, Weatherspoons are the premier purveyors of that. You can go for a curry, a series of weird fruity beers, and a fight, and you can do all of that for about £12. Yeah, for sure. And the fight's free.
And the fight is well lit.
The fight is well
lit. Everyone has a front row seat.
Yeah.
All right, should we get into our first Weatherspoons review, Riley?
I thought you'd never ask, Jeff.
I thought you'd never flask.
I thought you'd never flask. Let me find... Okay, so... So this, you know, again, we've been talking about it. It is the quintessential British experience. and so this review is for one specific spoon. It's called the Swan, and it is right outside Hammersmith Station. Mm. Jeff, obviously, you're very, very familiar with London.
Oh, I know Hammersmith. Yeah.
So what are your favorite parts about the Hammersmith Station and kind of the area?
My favorite
there?
Part?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just such a, it's so full of characters and life. It's such a... Like, that's where you go to experience real London town.
You go to the Hammersmith Station, of course. Yeah.
And that's, like, that'd be, like, the equivalent of, like, the Lower East Side. You know, that's kind of like, oh, some rock bands for sure came out of there.
I mean, obviously, totally. Hammersmith is where we go to buy our hammers in London. It's the Hammersmiths sat there. They're like blacksmiths with a very, very, very specific...
You're the one sect that were not part of the blacksmiths.
Yeah, they're a heavily unionized group of blacksmiths who... it's the only way you can buy or sell, weirdly, hammers in London.
Yeah. So it's not even a neighborhood. It's a group of welders.
Yeah, essentially. And those boys like to drink. Making hammers is thirsty work.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So this quintessential British pub, 4 stars for the Swan. We like to do on this show, we read the first name and then last initially you get to make up a name. So Yvonne, Varun S. What is the last name for Varun S?
Varun Sigmund.
Oh,
well-known surname.
Sigmund.
Holy shit.
Popular surname Sigmund there.
Varun Sigmund.
One night only at the Mirage, Las Vegas. Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. The Swan, on average, they have 4.2 rating.
That's
Varun
pretty,
Sigmund's review pretty is good. 3 stars.
Three? Oh, Varun's right. Three.
Varun's
down the middle.
Is three.
Varun's coming in a little under. Okay.
Varun Sigmund.
3 stars from Varun Sigmund. A very French pub. Great location. Service is all right. It's a good place to catch a drink with your friends for a game. This is not a date spot.
So clearly he took someone on a date what? There.
A very French.
French pub. That is the most. That is the most baffling.
That's a classic Mr. Sigmund, to be honest.
I mean that tells us more about Varun than it does about the Wetherspoons. I mean that is V to the S all over. Of all the words, if infinite monkeys with infinite typewriters wrote infinite essays about Wetherspoons, would they ever describe a single one of them as very French?
But also very French pub. So what is that? Because. France doesn't have pubs.
Was it simply that a whole bunch of French people were in the pub that day?
Maybe.
Bonsoir, welcome to Wetherspoons. How can I help you today? This evening we have a couple selections of fantastic pints. If you are interested, we have wine by the glass or craft cocktails, whatever you would like.
Oh, I'm just looking at your menu. And what have you got here? A baguette. And you've got coq au vin.
Mm-hmm.
And
guys, you said that I'm visiting from the States. You guys said that this was like a quintessential British spot, and this just already seems very French.
Yeah, hi. I was hoping to take Sarah here on a date. And I invited this American gentleman along to watch.
It is very normal.
Yeah, it's a sort of anthropological thing.
Not really.
Yeah, we do it over here. It's a sort of cultural exchange.
He keeps trying to... This is my best friend from college. He's trying to take Sarah on a date.
Yeah.
And he promised me that it was a normal British thing for me to third wheel. I think he just truly forgot that I was visiting this weekend.
It'd be fine. Meet Sarah for the first time.
Right.
And take her down at a British... I said we just go to a classic British boozer. That's what I said. And I mean...
I do not understand the problem.
Well, I mean, it's just, you're wearing 6 or 7 giant cloves of garlic around your neck, which isn't particularly British, and...
I almost forgot for everybody who comes into these spoons. I pull out, like, 3 matching berets. 1, 2, 3, Fantastic. All right, here you go. God save the queen. If you need anything else, if you would like to order, my name is Pierre. I will be down the hall that way. I leave you to your ménage à toi.
Well, it's not. Yeah, that's not what I was hoping for. And he's gone.
He's saying things I don't understand.
So you're where are you? Your friends from America? Sorry, I'm.
Sarah, again, I'm so sorry that I'm here. I should just go for a walk.
No, stay. I told you she might say that. Stay, watch.
It's okay, please.
Look.
Please stay. I'm not actually on a date with this man. Help.
Listen, Justin. Yeah? Are you sure that this is a date? Because you keep insisting that it is. Sarah seems kind of uncomfortable. Maybe it's more of a platonic drinks thing.
Listen, Sarah's from work. I know she lives right in the area. I knew there would be some pubs in the area. You and I went for a walk down Hammersmith, checked out some of the local artisan hammers. It's always a joy to see those craftsmen doing their thing. And it just so happened that we were stood outside Sarah's house when she came out. I said, drink. She said, what? And I said, great idea. And here we are.
I was just putting the bins out.
Yeah, absolutely.
My son needs me.
God, here comes Pierre.
Hello, it is me again. Have we decided on what we would like to order this evening?
I think I'm okay.
We'll get three pints of real ale, please, Pierre. Have you got any proper British warm stuff? No taste.
No taste. Absolutely, we do have that. But if I can offer you something a bit more exciting, a bit more romantic for this ménage à toi that it will be happening this evening.
No, please, seriously. I was just putting the bins out and I was
not
hoping to.
We have absolutely.
Or
just Bordeaux. You know what? We will forgo the British ale and I give you three glasses of the Bordeaux. All right.
Of the ball what? What's this?
You already had the bottle. It didn't even matter what we ordered.
What's this dark red beer? I don't understand it.
So you don't know what wine is?
No, we don't drink it down West London, mate. I've been trying to show Sarah here and you a quintessential British experience.
Sarah, don't you live here? You live near here. You know about England.
I mean, unfortunately, you do know where I live, clearly.
I've got your records from work. It's perfectly normal.
That seems against any kind of work policy. Oh. Can I ask what you guys do?
Yeah.
We work in marketing.
Yeah. If it was against work policy, then the HR computer would be more strongly locked.
Hold on, excuse me, let me just reach over here. I need to figure out the lighting. It became very dark. Let me just make it a little bit.
No, it was kind of dark. Nice. That's absolutely blaring.
Mon Dieu, Sarah! Oh. I did not even recognize you! Oh,
you
my darling!
You guys know each other? This is insane.
Pierre!
Oh. Beautiful. You know, Sarah and I had a little dalliance once many moons ago.
Yeah.
You guys casually saw each other?
Well, it was, you know, if you think that finding the love of your life in one night is casual, then it was casual.
You didn't even recognize each other in low light. How could you be the love of each other's life?
I think we actually found each other more than once that night.
Oh.
We absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Sarah, you know, if... I do not know what you are doing after hanging out with these gentlemen, but I get off work in 5 minutes.
Well, I'd be more than happy to meet you outside.
Justin looks so upset.
I have to say, Sarah, I think your behaviour has been extremely unreasonable today.
Kidding me?
I regret having kicked open the door to the HR office and using the fingerprints that I dusted with sellotape on the mouse of the thing to unlock it. Get your details, work out your most likely pattern of work, and choose a day when your son is busy doing an after-school activity. So take my mate Pete for a walk nearby you.
Oh, your son! How is it, girl? Oh, what a gorgeous little man.
Little Marcel, yes, he's 4 years old now.
Is he called Edgar or Marcel? Your story isn't stacking
Edgar
up.
Edgar Marcel, I forgot
Edgar
he's hyphenated.
Oh, double-barreled, I see. Very un-British.
Not everything is about beer. Double-barreled, real ale,
not
dark red beer.
Not enough about beer in this confusing, insouciant European den of iniquity.
Be casual, Justin. Find someone random, ask them out on a date. Don't use sellotape to get their fingerprints and get their details and avoid their son.
To quote Shakespeare, I'm someone who loved not too wisely, but too well.
No, don't quote Shakespeare. I'm so sorry.
You know what, Sarah? I think I see what is going on here.
No, you don't.
And
not at all.
I think that maybe with this cast of characters you have found yourself with, that maybe I can join this evening. Maybe I pull up a chair and I join in on the party. With the American and the football hooligan who seated to your right.
Thank you, Pierre. Thank you for looking me in the eye and seeing me for who I am.
Oui.
Maybe there is a bit of a connection here. Maybe we can undo some of the damage that Brexit has wrought upon our two nations.
You're clearly wanting menage a trois of some sort. I'm just going to I'm just going to stand up. I'm going to leave you three to it, if you don't mind, because as I said, I really do need to get back to my son.
Yeah, let me check my watch. Yeah, he's actually finishing in about 10 minutes, so you should probably...
I am so sad to see you go, but it was so fantastic to see you. You know what? We switch and I take your seat.
Well, goodbye.
Well, all right. See you later.
This is
insane. Hello, Pierre. How's it going?
Bonsoir. Take out three.
Fine.
Three
let's
more
do
berets.
It. All right. These ones are gonna act as condoms. It's fine.
Happy times.
Should we take a break?
Of course.
Thanks to sponsors. Marty.
Marty.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like...
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, don't worry. Like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes, your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back with Max and Yvonne. Is it Yvonne or Yvonne?
Yvonne.
I mean, I think that sounds great. Either, really. I just appreciate
that
not
sounds great.
Not Ivan.
Ivan.
Yeah. Not Ivan.
Okay. I feel like in America, Yvonne.
Oh, in America, Yvonne. Yeah,
Yvonne.
Sure.
Okay, I feel that's how Yvonne. Yvonne. That's how it would go.
Yeah, no, you are right. Yeah. Because
Yvonne would be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
Yvonne.
So British English, Yvonne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. American, yeah. Yvonne. Spanish, mm-hmm. Iván.
Reality, mm-hmm. Ivan.
Yeah. And Ivan feels so American, too.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
It really is.
Jeffrey.
Yes. I have a 2-star review of J.D. Weatherspoon's in Manchester. I think the address is 49 Piccadilly. But that's not Piccadilly Circus.
Okay.
Right?
No, there's Manchester Piccadilly.
There is a big train station in Manchester, so it could be.
It sounds like it's the spoons in the big train terminus up in Manch.
Oh my God, big train. This is so British. I'm sorry. It's so funny to me. 2 stars from Claire I.
Claire Indigo.
Claire Indigo. 2 stars.
It's the latest color in the Crayola box.
Absolutely.
Claire Indigo.
Absolutely.
Rubbish atmosphere with cheapest drinks, but nothing to appetize the mind or palate, yeah? It's an okay place if you're skint and in a large group, but don't come here looking to make friends with the dodgy characters surrounding the bar, isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That was pitch perfect. Did you train at Lambda as well?
I know.
I trained at Lambda Chi Alpha, an American fraternity.
What up?
Can you, Jeff, just for clarity's sake, could you read it sans accent just to hear? Because I think I know what I heard, but I'm fascinated to see if you can read it the most American that you can.
Rubbish atmosphere with cheapish drinks, but nothing to appease the mind or palate. It's an okay place if you're skint and in a large group, but don't come here looking to make friends with the dodgy characters surrounding the bar.
Nothing now, to appease the mind or palate.
The extraordinary thing here is that Claire...
2 stars.
I mean, basically, the way she described it reads to me as a 5-star Weatherspoons review. Like, she's totally nailed the essence of what Weatherspoons is. What's baffling is that someone has told Claire Indigo, or she's deduced from her own research, that Weatherspoons is a place to go to appease the mind and palate and to make friends with the fragrant and hospitable characters around the bar.
Yeah.
Like, she has been...
To appease the mind and palate.
How does one appease the mind? Like, I guess
hello, chaps. Do you fancy going out to appease the mind and palate?
Yes, quite.
Oh, yes, darling. I'd absolutely... I've been absolutely just ravenous to appease my mind.
Yes. You know, Trixie, I've noticed that your mind has seemed a little unappeased of late, and...
Oh, darling, it's been quite unappeased. Oh, can we please go to the train station so we can appease my mind?
Let us please appease.
Let us please appease, we threes.
We see they're all very wealthy and dressed to the nines.
Yes, now I've done little to no research, but I've got an inkling that there is a little bijou locale.
Yummy scrummy, yes. I can't wait.
We can hop on the omnibus and they serve libations galore, guaranteed to tickle and revivify even the most parched of minds and parched of palates.
Cut to the pub. Welcome to Wotherspoons.
Oh, sweet, merciful mother of Jesus Christ.
Couple of whale drinks, help. Maybe a couple of real lagers.
What was the last word of that man's sentence?
Lagers.
I do believe he's trying to say lagers.
Oh, good grief. Is he in such of a state of intoxication that he can't say the word
completely
lager?
Completely incoherent.
Or is he trying to say a new word?
We're doing half off pints tonight. Bunch of chavs, bunch of ruvs getting drunk off their rocker today.
It's almost a kind of beat poetry that he's saying. It's a kind of Bukowski-esque.
You know, this just might appease my mind. I mean, don't you get the feeling that this is quite like one of those old salons? I do think he's trying to introduce some kind of maybe poetry, or maybe he's from a faraway place. He's an explorer of some kind.
Yes, he's doing a sort of... Yes, he is indeed. He's giving a reading of some sort.
He's doing some kind of jig with that chair.
Yes.
Excuse me, my boss told me to change the specials on the chalkboard, but I don't know how to read or write. Any chance you chavs could fucking figure that out for me?
What's a chalkboard, I say?
The language! Oh,
goodness! I mean, on the one hand, the fruitiness of the language and vernacular is an affront to my very being, but on the other hand, I haven't felt so alive in years. I mean, I can't speak for either of the two of you, but my husband hasn't even made so much as a passing glimpse at me since our marriage night some 12 years ago, and I mean...
And rightly so.
And rightly so. God save the king.
And rightly so.
Yes, rightly so. But there is really something rather enervating about this experience, and I mean, Trixie, you've always been a famed reader and writer. Maybe we could approach this goblin-like creature and maybe, you know, in much the way as his colleague shared some of his ill-conceived stream of consciousness thoughts with us, we could perhaps, you know, give him a little of the alphabet and maybe some basic numeracy.
I think that would be quite... I do think this will appease my mind. Excuse me, kind gentlemen. We would absolutely love to assist you in writing on your chalkboard.
All right, sounds good, yeah. Could you just say that the football match will be on around 4?
Absolutely. Football around 4. Well,
you understood that. Wow, that's wonderful, Trixie.
I did.
Is that what he said?
Excuse me, kind sir. I don't think I got your name.
My name is a very simple name. And it starts with a yar.
With a yar?
A yar. He really doesn't know his letters yet. He's giving it...
It starts with a yarn. A story about your name.
Call me Yarmik.
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 Well, that's a fantastic name. Yarmik.
Yarmik, a wonderful name. Now,
you guys seem like you have a lot of shillings. I don't seem to have as much quid. How do you guys get rich fast?
Well, we got rich the very, very noble way by being born into preposterously wealthy families and then marrying still yet wealthier men. It's a tried and tested method here, Yarmik.
Yarmik, it's called generational wealth.
Yes, Yarmik.
I've never even heard of that.
I can only recommend it. Just be born wealthy.
It's really quite something.
I tried.
Can you walk us through about how you tried?
How I tried to be born wealthy.
Yes.
Woke up
first day I had a memory, yeah? I said, oh, how good it would be to be able to do anything I hopefully damn please. And then I realized very quickly that I couldn't do that. So I got a job at this here J.D. Weatherspoon. And now I get so rubby pissed that by the end of the day, I don't even take home my day's pay. I live in the baseboards.
Within the boards themselves, Yarmik.
I kind of hit one of them with my feet. The baseboard gets up and it reveals like a very small twin mattress.
That's my room, yeah?
How utterly quaint. It looks exactly like the drawer where I keep my cheapest shoes.
Oh, Yarmik, and
multiple shoes?
Yarmik, could you give us a moment, please, just to converse?
Of course.
Thank you. I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes when I say this.
Particularly not Yarmik, who's not wearing any shoes.
Exactly. But I have almost butterflies in the stomach when I'm around Yarmik. Is that crazy to say?
I think not. I felt a certain fluttering about the bosom myself.
I think his aroma is so pungent that it's caused me to feel a little bit inebriated.
Good grief.
I think I might, as they say, make my move.
Oh, well, Trixie, if you must.
Yes, I mean, listen, you're. It sounds as though Yarmik may appease yet more than your mind at this point. And if you are, if you are thinking of taking a trip with Yarmik into the baseboard and down to his delightful mattress-like sack of hay, then remember to use protection, by which I mean always carry a copy of the Bible.
Of the Bible. And you know this, I feel so thrilled. I have always loved the Phantom of the Opera, and I feel like I'm living out my dreams at the moment.
Come once again, my dear, indeed.
Yes. Yarmik! Oh, darling Yarmik!
Yeah?
I hope this isn't too forward, but my darling friends and I were wondering what you... If you have any plans in the floorboards after you get off your shift.
You ask me if you want a shag?
Oh, Yarmik!
I've never done that before.
That's surprising, Yarmik.
Not really. I sleep on a sack of barley and I bathe in ale. It's mostly water.
It is mostly water. Yarmik,
I've never felt this way about anybody in my entire life.
Really?
You awaken something in me, in all of us, you know, if I can speak for the group, that we haven't felt in what feels like, well, lifetimes. Yarmik, I would love to sleep on your pile of hay and barley this evening, if you'll have me.
Nay.
Nay?
Oh.
The reason I'm still virgin is because I'm very picky, and you're not Yarmik's type.
Well, I say, Yarmik.
Oh, my goodness.
Beggars can't be choosers, Yarmik, and you're clearly a beggar.
I'm not a beggar. I'm not a beggar in the sexual sense.
Just in the legitimate sense that I'm...
Yes, yes. And if you have any shillings to spare, I would very much appreciate it.
Goodness.
Yarmik, may I ask, what is... I'm so sorry, I'm trying not to cry from the embarrassment, but what is Yarmik's type?
Victoria Beckham. And Victoria Beckham alone.
I say, Yarmik.
Yes.
Listen, you might be setting yourself up for a bit of a fall there, because there is but one Victoria Beckham, and whilst we are most proud of her, I'm not saying you don't have a lot to offer her. Good luck, mate. Good luck. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I grab your face so tenderly, and it feels like sticky, like a table at a pub.
Yarmik, I know we've only known each other for a short time, but if you ever do find Victoria Beckham, she'll be a very lucky lady.
That's so tricksy.
And I just want you to know, I'll never forget you, or your barley bed, or your sticky face, or your ale-ridden hair. And
If I can give you one parting gift, might I have a kiss?
All right. As you kiss, all of his teeth fall out.
Of course! I knew it would happen one day. Didn't think it would be because of this.
Oh, what a way to lose them. Well, Trixie, that looks sensational.
Cut to like 10 years later. I'm with my very boring husband and I'm wearing a necklace that almost looks like teeth. Just staring out the window.
You know, Trixabelle, I...
Yes, darling?
I thought it might be time for our annual chat.
All right. I'm ready. I start just, like, running my hands along the teeth.
Yes. My butler's butler looked at you recently and relayed that information by way of an oil painting to me. I observed the painting in my club and wish to raise an issue with you.
Yes, what is it, darling?
It appears that you are somewhat sort of frotting a string device around your neck with some form of sort of ivory-esque implements. Now, I know full well the jewels that are in this family because I bought them all from my parents on their deathbed. And that isn't among them.
No, it is something much more valuable. I don't think you'll ever understand.
I don't. I work in a bank. And if there's one thing I understand, it's value. That's my job is head of value here at the Bank of England. So if you're saying that's more valuable, then like clue me in, Missy.
Clint, you won't understand because it doesn't have anything to do with monetary value. It has more to do with values of the heart. And I know you and I have rarely had a moment of passion, but
That's nonsense.
I will carry with me for the rest of my life, and that's just something that you'll have to get used to.
Yes, hold on, a moment of passion, I'd like to take issue with that. Do you not remember 7 years ago, it rained slightly, and we both stood under the same umbrella?
Cut to that.
Well, this is nice.
Cut back.
What do you say to that?
No, it was fleeting, but if I can be honest, and I hope I don't hurt your feelings, but I thought of him the entire time.
Him?
Him.
Jesus?
Well, of course, always Jesus. Yes, I can't believe you have to ask. Always That's Jesus. Always in the back of the brain.
Right, right.
But Mama.
I see.
Mama. Oh, yes, yes, darling.
Mama, I was reading your Bible, and I flicked to the... to the back pages, and I don't understand. What are these drawings? Who is Yarmik?
I haven't heard that name in 10 years. Oh, darling, Yarmik is... Well, he's a very special friend of mine.
Oh,
friend?
Look out the window, and I see Yarmik, like, walking past.
A very special friend indeed.
I try and wave.
He disappears into the mist. A desert mirage.
Don't listen to your mother. No such thing as friends.
These drawings, I don't understand them. What is Yarmik doing to you? Is he attacking you?
Listen, the Bible has all manner of illustration. Good. Grief.
Papa, what is Yarmik doing?
Listen, I have a very dim recollection of being placed into a similar position with your mother by my nanny. But I cannot truly speak to exactly what that is.
We cut to that moment.
Close your eyes!
Yes, nanny.
And it is done.
Thank you, nanny. Yes.
All right, should we do our last review?
Oh, my God.
My God.
Yes,
yelling,
nanny.
Close your eyes.
That is how it. My that is God. How we do it here in the UK.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
This is how we do it.
Okay, this is also for the Swan at Hammersmith. It is 1 star from Bert H.
Oh, yes.
Bert
Houndstooth.
Bert Houndstooth. Okay.
Excellent.
Like the pattern. It is 1 star from Bert Houndstooth for this one. Deception and deceit. Website sports section promises, quote unquote, all the action from the Autumn Internationals, with a confirmed booking specifying we were there for a meal while watching rugby. We arrived to be told they aren't showing it. Terribly disappointing, and would say if you want to watch sport, avoid this place, as what is promised is not what is shown. The staff didn't offer to put one screen on for us. They were unhelpful, blunt, and unwelcoming. And then the owner responded, or whoever is the manager of the Swan responded.
Excellent.
Thank you for letting us know about your recent visit to the Swan. Please contact us at, then they give the number, when you have an opportunity, and we'll be more than happy to try and turn your experience around. The game is done. They didn't watch it. You can't go back and turn that experience around.
You're saying you can't redo the game? You can't get the
Look, Weatherspoons has many staff, so there's no stopping, you know, them just putting on I mean, look, if it's a sevens, that's 14 people that you need. If it's a full rugby match, then it is indeed more.
That's exactly what I thought of. Like, we'll make it work. And like, all right, guys, we have Bert and his friends coming in in about, oh my God, they'll be here in 15 minutes. And so obviously they missed the rugby match last night. And so we are going to need to play rugby in the pub. We can do a schoolyard pick for teams, right, I suppose, if we want to have a team captain for each. Now, does anyone here know how to play and has ever played before? Because they should probably be the captain.
It's the one with the it's the one with the racket, right? Is that it? You've got a racket. And
I think so.
You think?
Swing it through the air.
I think it's the one with the racket.
Because I only watch football, and so this is quite new. But okay, let's go with racket.
Sorry, rugby.
Rugby. Yes.
Not heard of it. Not heard of it.
Okay.
No.
You haven't even heard of it.
No. Not heard of it. Rugby, you're saying?
I think you jump. I think there's jumping. It's sort of
you just jump around.
Small trampolines or something, and then you just kind of.
All right.
I think.
And then, but the racket fits in somehow. That feels right.
Yeah, I think
with the racket,
there's a jump. There's a lot of racket. Is there a sort of something on a string? Is that part of it?
Yeah, could be right. Could be right. Shall I move the tables around or just leave them out?
Yes. You know what? Let's do half and half.
Right.
Let's move half the tables to one side.
Yeah. And leave half and, where they and are leave, in leave case it, in case them. It's a table sport.
Just in case.
Yeah.
And you know what? We can just we'll just go for it. I'm furiously writing this down. Okay, we have string, racket,
we've got a couple of
jumping up
bits.
And down.
Yeah.
So when they come in, we'll just give it a go, and we'll probably be able to tell by their reaction if they love it, they love it, and if they don't,
can
then we'll
I
change it up.
Offer up one thought.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, Jeremy.
Why are we doing this all over just one customer?
Well, I mean, I think, as this hushed silence suggests, we're all a bit surprised you've forgotten the Weatherspoon's motto. Go above and beyond for every single
online
review.
Online review.
And make it turn it around.
And make it turn it around.
Make it turn it around. And we've always said that, Jeremy. And I know you're a new hire, Jeremy.
I've never heard that.
But this is something that's really, really important to us and the Weatherspoon's family.
All right. Yeah, I guess I just didn't know.
Yeah. There was once a like a kid hacked their parents' account and demanded that we served alligator steaks. And we do. We now do that.
We do.
Alligators are very nearly extinct because of this branch. Because of this one. Yeah.
Yes. Not even the whole chain.
No, just us.
No, just the one. Yeah. Just this one.
That's so horrible.
Yeah,
no, we don't like it. We don't want to do it. But we want to make the customers online happy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And when that kid comes back, they'll be delighted or have forgotten.
You guys, I think they're here. Right. I see them outside. Everyone, places.
Here we go. Here we go.
Barely talked about it.
Hello, Bert. Welcome back.
Oh, hiya. Yeah, no, I'm just here with some mates. I'm not really.
Okay, let the games begin.
We're all just jumping with string.
I've broken my leg.
What's going on?
My Achilles heel. My Achilles heel.
Throwing a racket around.
One of them hits Bert in the face.
That's a niner. We didn't discuss scoring.
Yeah. That's nine. Okay, that's nine. Yeah. And the jumping, two per each jump. So if my calculations are correct, we're already at 17, 18, 18. What's, we're now at 18.
Okay. What's happening here? Why is that man just tying string to things?
Rugby style.
It's rugby style.
It's rugby. You know, I know that you, I saw your review. Hello, I am the Weatherspoons manager. Hi. I responded to you. And I'm so sorry about what happened with your experience that we couldn't put the match on. But
oh, yeah, the World
we told
Cup.
You we'd turn your experience around.
Oh, I kind of forgot about that. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You forgot?
Oh, well, wait, let me just, oh, yeah, no.
You don't even like rugby that much?
We wanted to see the rugby, yeah, and it was the World Cup or something. I mean, my mates are more into it than me.
I've broken my leg in 11 places.
And you didn't have it on, so I guess it was, wasn't
so we tried
great.
To make it up to you.
Rug burn from string all over my thighs and arse.
Rugby style.
Rugby style, yes.
This whole thing was rugby style.
This whole day was rugby style.
It was for you.
Not enough for you, Bert.
Sorry, I'm just a bit... What does that even mean, rugby style?
Well,
you know, the jumping and the string and the rackets, it was all rugby style. Looking around everyone like, right? Rugby style.
Yeah, that's what the...
Rugby style.
That's what we all came to the agreement about.
Right, I mean, like, I'm not a big rugby fan, but even I know it's, it's a team sport with one ball and you're not allowed to pass it forwards, so that's why they throw it backwards.
But there's a few tables on the pitch, aren't there? Just a couple of tables.
Just a couple of tables.
Just a couple.
Not the whole pitch.
No, not the whole pitch, just half of it. That, we made sure of that. That we know.
What's all of a sudden one of the floorboards kind of opens up. Yarmouk comes up. Time to start my shift. Yeah.
Hello, Yarmouk.
Racket hits him in the face.
Oh, of course.
Don't worry. He's got no teeth to knock out, Bert.
Right. Yeah. No, I think I'm, I just preferred this place when it was a French restaurant, to be honest.
A brasserie. Yeah, that was, good times. All right, should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Jeff, what shook you?
I got a tattoo.
You got a tattoo?
No way.
I got tatted and inked and
Is this your first?
Congratulations. Oh.
This is my first tattoo.
Do we get to see it?
Yeah, I can show it to you guys.
Easy, Jeff.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Happy days. Yeah. The hair hasn't even grown back.
No, it happened days ago.
I shaved it myself.
For the listener at home,
don't even have to do.
It's a nice little smiley face without the head. I would say just the eyes,
yeah,
the eyes
just
and
two
the mouth,
dots in a,
without the circle. Yep.
It's a smiley guy on my Wiley thigh.
Oh, bars!
Don't ever call your thigh Wiley. that's so. Did it hurt? Were you excited? Why the smiley face? Those are different questions, but I guess why the smiley face?
It did not hurt. It felt like somebody was just kind of scratching me. It took 5 minutes. It was Amy McLean at McLean Tattoos on Instagram. Shout out Amy. I smiley guy because it's you know, don't take yourself too seriously. Right leg because of right brain creativity, Yvonne. And
how do you know it's a guy? It's not a smiley girl.
I guess it's non-binary.
Is guy gendered? There's debate about that.
That's the thing. I don't think guy is gendered.
It's just a little smiley friend on his
on his wily end,
wily thigh.
Healing okay. I am really worried that I haven't been keeping it protected enough and that it's cracking.
Have you been Vaselining it? Is that a thing you're supposed to do? I'm not.
Only the first couple days.
I'm not a tatty boy, as they would say over here.
As they say down at the docks.
Yeah, I'm not a tatty boy. I'm a teddy boy.
I'm not a tatty boy, but I do know that you might have to Vaseline your thigh.
Yeah, he's a Vassy boy, but he's not a tatty boy.
He's a Vassy.
He's pre-vast, just in case the tat comes along. You know, you can't be too careful.
I'm waxed, vaxed, and vast.
Good man.
And tatted.
Yeah. How long will that take to heal for the size?
2 weeks, they said, but maybe less because it's small and simple. But it really is looking a little bit cracked, and I'm worried I fucked it up.
Aww.
Because I haven't been Vaselining it.
Just ink it in with a little bit of a little pen, and I'm sure it'll be fine. As I say, I'm
just
not a tatty boy,
once
so
a day, every
I'm not
day.
Sure.
Yeah, you can always get it touched up. I've read. So worst case scenario, I'll go back to Amy and spend another $80.
Gradually increase, you know, what is now one of the most kind of elegant and spare and simple designs. Gradually each time you're like, oh, well, there's a tiny crack. So I'll just, if we can just add a little flourish, and then actually, do you know what? I'm just going to do. And then in like 6 months time, you've got like a very elaborate ornate dragon fighting with an octopus that kind of goes across both
full
legs.
Full leg sleeve.
Yeah.
No
kind of
way,
3D
man.
Perspective.
Both nipples pierced for some reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bottom lip tattoo, it says have a nice day.
Yeah, with a chain connecting all three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Horrible.
Or hags. Have a great summer. I really want to get a bottom lip tattoo, but I've heard they're really painful and the ink can run and there's like bad things that can happen with it. But we'll see. What's been shaking you guys?
I have the genuine thing that's been shaking me, and not for better. Oh no, is it allowed to be a thing that's shaking you down to anger town?
Down to anger town.
There is a sensation which I identified, which I feel there's probably like a some sort of German like compound word for it, but we don't have here, which is. The fury and discomfort are quite close to pain that you receive when your headphones are forcibly yanked out of your ears by Ooh. Your phone falling to the floor.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm talking earpods, the standard like iPhone-y shape, like, you know, the standard ones everyone's got. The ones on a cable. Basically, I've got a pair of shorts that I wear to the gym. It turns out the pockets are secretly like a third too small for my phone, but you can't really tell. Yeah. And also you can't really do anything about it. So I just walk around and like four times in a gym session, my phone comes out and it feels as though my eardrums are being extruded.
I've just done some quick Google translating and I feel like the compound German word would be Kopfhörerlösenschmerzen, which would be headphone release pain.
That's it. That's what's shaking me. One more time.
You're suffering from
that was quick on the draw.
Kopfhörerlösenschmerzen.
What's shaking me this week is Kopfhörerlösenschmerzen.
That's my favorite one, shook me ever.
That really is a very good one.
So I, 9 weeks ago, became a father.
Hey!
Congratulations,
yes,
man. Oh my God!
Which is pretty exciting. Yeah. And every day I am shaken by just the thought.
You're a very strong baby.
Oh my God, congratulations. Yeah, you're not worried about shaking the baby every day.
Wait, wakes him up. Yeah. Yo, what's up?
Now, the thing that blows my mind is, so basically we've got a book that we're following. It's called Your Baby Week by Week. And it literally tells you exactly what your baby's going to be doing that week. So week six, your baby will smile this week socially, as though they're recognizing something. And lo and behold, 2 days into week six,
no way,
my baby smiled. I mean, yeah, it's pretty mad. So yeah, it completely blew my mind. But it's a hell of a ride.
It's been accurate so far.
The book has been accurate. Unfortunately, next week it says your baby will summon a demon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not an exact science, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
There might be a couple of days at the start of the week when he doesn't. You know, it could happen on day four. Yeah. You know,
fingers crossed.
You never know. You never.
Yeah, it's hard
to
say.
Oh my God, that's amazing! Congratulations. Oh,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Sort of makes my tattoo thing look dumb.
I don't know.
I mean, okay, I tattooed the baby,
There it is.
Yeah. You tattooed W, yeah, yeah, which is ill timing, considering his homophobic rant.
Yeah. So, I know I said this on the pod last week, but it just bears repeating. Into the Mist online show, which happened in March, April, is now going to be live and in person in Chicago. And Max and Yvonne, those who don't know, it is like a night on the town in Chicago, 1927. And it's almost like Sleep No More-ish immersive theater, choose your own adventure.
Okay.
And so if you want tickets, intothemist.net. But I'm very excited because this past weekend, today, as the time recording, it is July 28th, a Wednesday. And this past weekend, Daniel and I went to Chicago to go to the theater and meet with our design team for the first time. We've had a lot of Zoom meetings with them, but we did a walkthrough of the theater with them. And it was just really exciting and crazy, like, to be in a theater with people making a show. And our design team is so fucking awesome. Like, we've had all these ideas, but just given budget, we're just like, you know, and also we're not designers. So it's like, well, I guess maybe we could do this. And within the first 5 minutes of the meeting, our set designer just like brought up the coolest idea. And he's like, oh yeah, we can just do that at the start. And we're we can do that. And he's like, oh yeah, easy. And then just kept moving. So it's wild that it's coming together. And then also this is just a shout out to Chicago. I really love Chicago. And I took like a nice walk by myself around kind of the area where the theater is. And it's just a beautiful city. And so this is my thrill to announce that the city of Chicago and I are romantically involved with each other. So,
oh, congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. I think this is a big one. I think this is the one. It's so crazy to say
this
it,
is the
but
keeper?
I think this is the keeper.
I don't know. I mean, you said that about Detroit. You said that about
Tampa Bay.
No, I know. So we'll
I say that about we'll everywhere, but this one feels different.
Spent a little time in London, I know.
That's true. London is my favorite city in the world, hands down, far and away. It really is.
So. London's the one that got away, you know.
London's the one that got away, so, yeah. But don't tell.
You'll always have a necklace with 10 of London's teeth. around your neck, whatever happens with Chicago.
Whatever
Call
happens.
Back. Love that, man. Do you guys have anything to plug? Obviously, sound deals.
Sound
if you want to plug
deals.
Again, but anything
sound
else?
Sound deals. We've also got a, if you like scripted comedy, we've got a show called Fugitives, which is a geopolitical thriller. Which is available now also on all manner of podcast platforms. So give that a listen. It's an epic cinematic tale which unfolds over episodes.
Hell yeah.
And no more.
And no more.
And no more.
We believe it has not been recommissioned.
course.
Yeah.
Ends on a cliffhanger.
Ends on a cliffhanger. But if you want to know what happens, just message us
pay
at
us.
The end.
Oh,
pay, yeah. That, yeah. Pay us to write. Pay us to write season two because we have plotted it out.
Oh my god! We'll get a whole petition.
Yeah, we'll
going.
Do a whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll do Kickstarter.
I'll email Q codes.
Yes. Where can people find you if they want to see more of your things? Instagram, Twitter, whatever. The floor is yours for handles.
All
or
right,
thank
all you. Our handles are Max and Ivan. That's this is the time where I go, okay, it's Ivan, so Ivan.
And they go, oh,
and then they're like, well, why do you pronounce it Ivan? Yes, I'm sorry. I grew up in Spain, blah. And it's a whole thing, and we don't need to go into that. But
I'd say the Ivan thing has held back our careers by about 3 years, I reckon. Like, yeah. Not so much that
100%.
It's not so much that it's like kiboshed it, but it's just, you know, wading
through
treacle.
It's just enough where it makes.
I really want to get to the fame levels of Rafe Fines, which is, you know, spelt Ralph, but pronounced Rafe.
Everyone knows. Yeah. Yeah. I believe, genuinely believe that in 5 to 10 years, people will call you Rafe.
One can only hope. Anyway, please do check out Rafe Fines on Instagram.
Yes. He's a beautiful guy. Check out early Rafe Fines. Really beautiful guy. I mean, he's, you know, he's aging well, but I mean, a real showstopper in his early years.
I couldn't agree more.
I think we can all, there's a consensus on Rafe.
There is an absolute consensus on Rafe.
You can find Jeffrey James on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show on Twitter at Review Review Show, on Instagram at Review Review, and on Reddit at r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Max and Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
listen to Sound Deals.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this was an absolute blast.
Such a
ball. Sorry if my British accent is offensive.
It was offensively good.
It was incredible.
I don't think
joke.
So, man.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's so not there.
I love it.
But yeah, we appreciate you taking the time, and we won't take up any more of it. So we do have to do ads, but we'll let you guys go.
All right. Well,
so
peace
much.
And love. Oh,
that was absolute
so
namaste.
Nice to meet you
Joy.
Guys.
So nice
thank
to meet you
guys.
That was such a ball. Thank
you're
you for
so
coming
lovely.
On and playing with us.
Should we thank some VI Podcats, right?
Absolutely. Big thank you to Aaron.
Thank you to Aaron, Kind of a Joke Here Coogan.
Agent Michael Smallbean.
A co in the key of, well, G.
Alan taking the piss out of Jeff with my potty humor.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin lost his credit cardston, but he's back now, baby.
Brad Hill.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Chasen Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor, use promo code Buell anywhere and see what it gets you.
Curvature is almost done with his summer class, ya bass.
Damien Kirk, ? More like Damien Jerk, ! Other host fucking got him.
Devin Clark Memler is going to find Jeff and, well,
holy
fight.
Shit. DJ Freaky Ketchup. New patron.
Gentleman 13.
Dorian Sandal.
Dr. Bob Buell, MD.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Gray has attained the power of a god, and I beg that he take mercy on my soul.
Greg Berg.
Hallie, # I stand with my twin Gray, # I love you, Eric Crust.
Hey, this is the real actual John Mayer here. Big fan of your work. Jeff, you and I should jam sometime. Love, John.
Oh, John, I've been meaning to get back to John. I gotta get back to him. Holly.
I'm just kidding about the bullying. I'm almost always being facetious, I promise.
I'm JP, and during a pandemic HeadGum game night live stream, I tipped you guys $10 for no reason, and I felt ashamed about it.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Kwong.
Jackson motherfucking Hansel.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie, use the dang theme song I sent you, cowards. I worked hard on it and put myself out there in a vulnerable sense, Poncia.
Jared.
I guess we will use your theme song. I thought we already did.
Jared.
Jasper Jeffrey Hoffman James.
Jeremy Brunner. Oh, new patron.
Jesse Tipton.
Jive Gosley.
Jordan Viro.
New patron. Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Gray.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mr. Tuesday Night is asking for your support in adding Wednesday night and Friday morning to his times to be known for.
That's it.
Yep.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Port. Nah, you know what? Fuck it. Sir Paul McShartney.
New name, old patron. TR is dead. I'm now Brungus Mink.
New patron.
Nolan Murphy is Christ to me. He solved the Kennedy assassination, and now I worship his ass.
Nothing Sometimes will be the next host of this HeadGum podcast, like soon.
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Please wear longer balls. I can see your shorts.
Jesus Christ. Riley Ann Spa, that's right. We need VI podcasts, so we subscribe to ourselves.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams strongly desires a hoodie. That's all he's ever wanted.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Shadow May.
Space Ant.
That's just a bad name to have.
The Spike Protein Mew is longing to Tate.
TJ Michael, new patron.
Tyler, the scaled little baby boy, please don't read my address.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
And Yasmin David. Thank you guys all for subscribing at the highest tier. If you also want access to bonus content, live streams, and Zoom parties, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. If not, we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum original.